Two young female hockey players say they're ready to color the ice when they take part in the 11th annual Hockey Fights MS Vermont tournament, which starts on Friday and goes through the weekend. The games will be played at local hockey venues in Vermont, and all the proceeds will benefit the Multiple Sclerosis Center at the University of Vermont Medical Center in Burlington. Among the out-of-state teams is the Brown Bears, a hockey team made up almost entirely of women of color. I spoke with co-captains Jasmine Bazinet Phillips, who lives in Maryland, and Gina Weirs from Delaware, both women of color with goals of scoring goals, raising money to fight MS, and spreading the message that the game of hockey, in spite of its traditional profile, is not just for white Caucasian men. Most of the players will be coming from mid-Atlantic states, but there is one Vermonter on the roster for this tournament. And Jordan Smelker, who plays for the Boston Pride of the National Women's Hockey League and is a teammate of Vermont's own Amanda Pelkey, will also skate for the Bears. As for co-captain Jasmine Bazinet Phillips, she says she's always had a passion for hockey, but...
Growing up on the ice, we did not see many people like us, and we have a passion for facilitating access to the game that we love. This March, as a Teach for America educator in Baltimore City, teaching low-income and primarily African-American students, I hosted a Learn to Play Ice Hockey field trip, and Gina helped out on the ice. As a teacher, I'm able to rewrite narratives for my students, and piecing together an all-female hockey player of color team is a part of recreating that narrative.
Have the Brown Bears played any games collectively to this point, or will this be the first time you're all playing together?
So this will be the first time we're all playing together. This is the founding team.
Growing up, as you got more into playing hockey, did you ever experience any racism?
So racism and sexism is definitely present on the ice in a predominantly white and male-dominated sport. But that's why this is so important for us as the Brown Bears. We're excited to wear our tie-dye jerseys with a large bear paw print on the front and brown lettering, in hopes to color the ice as a team. And we're playing to create a more warmer and inclusive ice surface for everyone.
Who's the Vermonter on the team, by the way?
The Vermonter is Joanne Noggle. She went to the University of Vermont, and she now heads the Baltimore Youth Hockey Program in Baltimore City. And they have a lot of also great programming to get people and young children involved on the ice.
What are your goals for the tournament? Is it really just to say, hey, look, you know, women of color can play this game. We want to encourage young girls, but do you have a sort of a larger goal to win as many games as you can?
That's a good question. I would say that this is not about winning for the Brown Bears, but we are definitely going to be there to compete. I think a lot of programs, they are interested in getting more people of color to participate and low-income people on the ice. But I think we should start thinking about, you know, can these people compete? And what I'm excited about for the Brown Bears is that this is a team of women that can compete.
Jasmine Bazinet Phillips is co-captain of the Brown Bears hockey team. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mitch. I really appreciate it as well.
Jasmine's friend and co-captain Gina Weirs developed a love of hockey, being coached at an early age by her dad when she was a kid growing up in Buffalo, New York. But even with her dad's guidance, the early days were not easy.
I know when I was growing up, I was the only girl on an all-boys team, and I was also usually the only person of color in the whole area. And the first year or two for me were the most difficult, like feeling like I didn't quite fit in. Even I remember things like just the way the boys talked and everything. It was a big learning curve for me, but it was super worth it. I made a lot of really good friends. I feel like it really shaped who I am today.
As I was talking to Jasmine, she was telling me this will be the first time that this particular team collectively will be playing together. So, you know, there may be issues of chemistry. You're not used to each other's playing styles and stuff. But are you looking at this really as more of an opportunity to show, you know, that a team that's almost entirely made up of women of color can play the game of hockey and play it really well?
Oh, absolutely. We have some really strong players, but you know that in all sports, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to gel together. We have, luckily, a few sets of people who have played together. We actually have a pair of sisters, which is awesome, and I've played with both of them. I've played with Jasmine and a different woman as well. So I think there'll be in like a couple lines and things that will have chemistry already. But really for us, we're just excited to come up to Vermont, contribute to a great cause, and show that ice hockey is for everybody.
What is it about the sport itself that you love?
I love how fast it is and competitive and, you know, pushing people around and really fighting. I like that the shifts are 45 seconds to a minute and you have to give it your all and then you're done. Like, you, you know, you have to get off. I think that's really rare. You know, I was watching the World Cup and I was like, ugh, look how long these same people are playing for. Not that they're not amazing athletes, but, you know, I like the sprint. It's really challenging. And I think no matter what level you're playing at, it's always going to be a personal challenge for everybody.
And ultimately, Gina, what do you hope people who come out to see the Brown Bears take away from the experience?
It would make me really happy if, you know, any girls out there, young girls who, you know, may or may not have seen women ice hockey players, but probably haven't seen many women of color playing, realize that this is something that they can pursue. In college, I played, and there were several people, you know, I went to American University, and it's pretty diverse. And there are several people who are like, I didn't think hockey was for me. I didn't think I could play, you know, or whether it came from their family that said, oh no, that's for white boys, you know. So even if we don't necessarily hear from anybody, just knowing that maybe some kids out there can feel like they can actually play the sport.
Gina Weirs, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. And good luck in the tournament.
Thank you.
The Hockey Fights MS Vermont tournament has games from Friday through Sunday at different venues. You can find a link for all the information on the games and where they're being played, along with ways to donate to the cause to fight MS on our website, vpr.net.